Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today I'm speaking on the subject strategic prayer. Strategic prayer, and this is the second part of it. And our soft topic today is going to be launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. We have said that your prayers should be strategic in order for it to be effective. We have said that you can drink medicine to solve a problem and the medicine not be effective in your life or in your body because you took it anyhow. You did not take it according to the instructions, according to the word of God. Hallelujah. So we must administer prayer in our lives according to instructions or according to the word of God. And we need to understand that one medicine is not for all ailments. So, you have to know which medicine you have to apply to a particular malady or trouble in your life. Medicine is medicine, but each one has got particular ailments or maladies that they solve. Prayer is prayer, but each prayer has got what it is used for. What it solves. Hallelujah. So last week we talked about dominion prayers and how to control your day by commanding your morning. Today I want to talk about destiny altering prayer, not prayer for daily provision. We are not talking about prayer for daily provision or for daily bread, what you need in your life on a daily basis. We are moving on to talk about prayers that bring into your life God's purposes, God's assignment. These are prayers that brings divine alignment into our lives. It aligns us with God's assignment for us. And we need to learn to pray destiny altering prayers for ourselves, and we need to learn to pray it for other people. Indeed, we have to pray destiny prayers for our society and bring our society into divine alignment with God's purposes. Hallelujah. And our text is going to be from the book of Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 11 as we explore launching out into the deep destiny altering prayers. Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 11. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he, that is Jesus, stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Verse 6 now. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Verse 11. And when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and followed him. Hallelujah. So this is the passage from which we are going to talk about launching out into the deep, or about destiny altering prayers. You know, many people, when they have needs, are in a hurry to have the needs met. They want fish so quickly, so they let down their nets anywhere around the shore. They are even letting down their nets because they want the fish so badly. But for destiny aligning prayers, you need to launch out into the deep. You need to understand that prayer is not just a means of getting your needs met, but it is first for fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Prayer is first for fellowship with the Holy Spirit, who takes you into the deep. And the deep is where the big fishes are. They are where God's big assignments and God's big purposes, they are found and they are caught. Hallelujah. In fact, if you read in the Greek word translated deep, in its root meaning, is talking about early. Launch out into the early, into the beginning. Hallelujah. It is a means, destiny prayer is a means of getting what God had for you right from the beginning of your life on this earth. Hallelujah. Peter was fishing, but he needed divine alignment in his life. He needed a destiny encounter in his life. He needed some destiny decoding. Jesus had to decode his destiny for him. So Jesus Christ said to Peter and his two friends, said to Peter and his brother, that I am taking you into the deep waters. I am taking you into the deep waters to bring you into divine alignment with your real assignment on this earth. Although you are fishing, Peter, but your real assignment is not fishing for fish. And I am taking you deeper so that you can come into contact with your real assignment. So, you know, during those days, they were using paddles, a canoe and paddles. So they paddled for some time. They went into the sea. And perhaps because they were following Jesus' direction, I believe that maybe they reached somewhere and then they will ask Jesus Christ, is it okay for us to throw the net now? And then Jesus Christ will say, maybe, no, let's go forward. So can you imagine that when they were paddling the boat and going into the deep with Jesus Christ in the boat, they just listened to Jesus to know where they should throw the net. So during those times, you can imagine what was happening. They were fellowshipping with Jesus. They were with Jesus Christ all the time. When they were rowing from the shore and they were going into the deep, they were with Jesus Christ. And they were fellowshipping with Jesus Christ. I believe that there were times that they could hear the voice of Jesus. They could smell the body scent of Jesus. They could really look at Jesus very well. Because maybe up until that time, they have not been able to really look at the person. You know, there are some people that you say that you know them, but a time comes that maybe they come very close to you and you see that, oh, this person, is that the way you are? For example, you can say that you know President Mills, but when he comes close to you, you will see that it's a different knowing. You get to look, oh, is that how his hair is like? Is that how he comports himself? Oh, I didn't know he had such white eyes. Or maybe I didn't know that is how maybe he looked like, his lips looks like. And so you get to really have fellowship with President Mills. And that is what was happening. After Jesus Christ told them that you have to go into the deep in order for you to get aligned with my destiny for your life, they went, and it took them time, because paddling would take time. And so they were fellowshipping with Jesus. Perhaps they will ask Jesus a question and they will hear his voice, not when he is shouting, but when he is talking softly. And so they had fellowship with the Lord. But a time came that maybe they asked Jesus, now can we drop the net now? And Jesus Christ says, yes, it is okay. Now you can drop the net. Now I want us to understand that when it comes to destiny altering prayers, God wants us to have fellowship with him and go right to the deep, because it is his presence that we have that is going to alter the course of our lives, that is going to decode our life and make us to know the mystery of why am I on this earth? Why did God create me black in color, in skin? Why did God bring me into this family? It is when we are in fellowship with him that we come into contact with such details and the deep things about us and the mysteries about our lives. So God, I believe, is calling upon us to launch out into the deep, because there is a purpose for our lives. There is a divine assignment for our lives, and we have to come into divine alignment with that divine assignment. Can I have an amen? So we need to learn to go to the deep. We need to learn to go to the deep to change the course of our lives, and to change the course of our families, to change the course of our society. It does not come just by blabbing words in prayer to God. It comes by a certain going into the deep with the wind of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is likened unto the wind, and he is the one who is going to push us and push our boats and push us right into the very presence of God, right into the very deep. And he is the one that is going to have fellowship with us and bring us into the presence of God, so that we are able to have our understanding quickened. We are able to come to a place of spiritual sharpness, where we understand really the depths of what God has got for us. So may the Spirit of the living God propel your boat, not around the shore, but may he take you as he is fellowshipping with you right into the very presence of God, into the deep. Now, how do we get into the deep now? We get into the deep through several ways. I'm going to show you some of them. The first one is through thanksgiving and praises. When we give thanks and we praise the Lord, we get into the deep. That is the reason for thanksgiving and praises. That is why God wants us to let the Holy Spirit help us to be able to thank and praise him. Because as we do that, our boat is pushing into the deep, into the spiritual, into the very presence of God Almighty. So through thanksgiving and praise, we get into the deep. May I suggest to you that you need to start your prayers with thanksgiving and praises. Until you get into the deep, don't let down your net around the shore. Because if you do that, you are not able to enclose the big fishes or the big assignments that God has got for you. Now, the second way that we can get into the deep now is through fasting. It is because we need to get into the deep that we fast sometimes. So when it comes to destiny altering prayers, fasting is needed. It is like you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you that for this medicine I have given you to be effective, maybe you have to take it with a certain liquid, sort of. Okay, so that your prayers become effective when you add something else to it. And sometimes medicine becomes effective if we take it in a certain way, if we add something else onto it. And that is how destiny altering prayers come about. It is because we need to get into the deep that we fast sometimes. Destiny altering prayers goes with fasting to make it effective. Otherwise, the prayers are not that effective to alter the course of your life and realign your life to God's assignment. Hallelujah. Fasting does not alter God. It alters you. It does not change God. It changes you because it helps you to get into the deep. So that is the second way that we can get into the deep, through fastings. Abstaining from food. The third way is that it is because we need to get into the deep and position ourselves well on the sea of life that we speak in tongues. When a person speaks in tongues, he is speaking deep things. He is speaking mysteries. He is decoding mysteries. So tongues is a prayer language. By it we get into the deep. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Paul said that I will pray with the spirit that is in tongues, and then I will pray with the understanding also. So for destiny altering prayers, we need to speak in tongues. It's helpful. That is one of the ways whereby we are able to get into the very deep and have that intimate fellowship with the Lord. Now let's turn to the book of Psalm 107, and then verse 23. Psalm 107 verse 23 is teaching us about the subject I'm talking about. The Bible says that they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. David says that those who go down to the sea in ships and not do business in deep waters or in great waters, what happens to them? These see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. Of course, physically he's talking about the wonders of God on the sea and all that, storms and stuff like that. Okay, but we know that spiritually, it is telling us that if we want to see the deep works of God, the great works of God and His wonders, then we need not to drop our nets around the shore. We need to go to the very deep. So I want to say to you, let us launch out into the deep in order to pray destiny altering prayers. Look at the book of Psalms whilst we are still there, Psalm 42. In Psalm 42, David is describing what I am talking to you about. In verse 1, Psalm 42, it says what? It says, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, whilst they say continually unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. Please note this one. I had gone with the multitude. He is describing something that has taken place. That he went with a crowd, with a lot of people to the house of God. With the voice of joy and praises. With a multitude that kept holy day. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I will yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. And please note that I will yet praise praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh my soul, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Now you must understand that David, in describing this thing, says that I went with some people to the house of God, but when I went to the house of God, I could not see the countenance of God, or I could not see the face of God. And because of that, my soul was cast down. Because of that, my soul was not quiet within me. It was troubled. It was active inside of me. My soul was disquieted in me. In other words, my soul was not calm. My soul was agitated. I didn't have security. I was troubled. I was very active. My soul was very active. And he says that I will praise him for the help of his countenance. There is a help that comes when we go to the house of God and we are able to see his countenance or to see his face. Look at verse 7. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of your water sprouts. All your billows and your waves are gone over me. David is describing somebody who is going into the deep. He's launching out into the deep. And he says that there are waves and then there are billows. So he's describing the sea. And he says that the deep, that is God, is calling us into the deep. Verse 8, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. So David is saying to us, in effect, that you can go to God's house and not see his face. It's real. You can come to church and not see God. You can go to God in prayer and not see his face. It is just like you can come to my house and not see me. It's possible. It's my house. But it's possible that you will not see me. Because when you come, I will not be sitting at the veranda. When you come, I will be in the deep. A certain place, a certain secret place where I am. Where if you are looking for me, you have to bypass the veranda, bypass the hall, because you may not see me sitting in the hall. The hall is for visitors. That's where they are entertained. It's not for the people of the house. The people of the house, they are deep inside. Where you cannot come, like the bedroom. That is where you may find me. Or maybe a study room which is deep inside. So it's possible to come to my house or come to church and not see God. And the Bible makes us to know, if you read throughout the Bible, that you can't see God and be cast down in your soul. And your soul be active and be agitated. So David says that, I went to the house of God, but I did not see God. I went to prayer, but I could not see his countenance. Because of that, I was troubled and disturbed. I want us to understand that our help is in seeing his countenance. As you sit here, your help is not seeing a human being. Your help is not hearing a human being. Your help is hearing God. Hallelujah. As you go into prayer, your help is not in your activity, your effort at prayer, your rowing and all that to go to the deep. Your help comes from being in the very deep, where the presence of God is. And that is what I have tried to illustrate here. This is where the presence of God is. In the Old Testament, they had a temple. The temple had an outer court. The Gentiles were somewhere outside. Now this place, the Jews could be there. That is the outer court. Now we had the holy place, that is the inner circle, the second circle, inside the bigger circle, is the holy place. This place is restricted to the priest. And then we had the holy of holies, the inner circle, inner of the three circles, and that is where the ark is. That is where the presence of God is. Now, symbolically, the outer court stands for our flesh. The holy place stands for our soul. And the holy of holies stands for our spirit. The deep part of us is here, our spirit. Hallelujah. So what Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on this earth came to do is not to move God's presence into the outer court or into our flesh region. It was not to move God's presence into the holy place or our soul region. So this one, the flesh and the soul cannot contact God. God's presence is not at the flesh area or the soul area. It's at the spirit area. Jesus Christ, by his sacrifice, what he did was that he tore down, first of all, the middle wall of partition between Jews and Gentiles. So he broke this one down, so Gentiles can come here. He broke this one down, so Gentiles can come here. So that by his sacrifice, both Jews and Gentiles can now become a royal priesthood, can now become a priest. Hallelujah. And then his sacrifice also broke the veil between the holy place and the holy of holies, so that these Gentiles and the Jews can all walk right to the presence of God, can have their spirit that elevated to be able to contact God. Before then, the spirit of man was not like that. He says, I will do a new covenant with them. I will put my law right within their heart. We don't know the depths of what Jesus did, how he changed even the composition of the human being, the way he is, and put down his law within our hearts, not outside, but right inside. Thank God for Jesus. Because it is by him that we are able to contact the Father. He is the person who is introducing us to the deep. The Holy Spirit is the wind on the sea of life that is blowing our boat right to the very deep. So Jesus broke all of these barriers, and what he said was that now you can come here. He did not take this one out. He broke it and said that now I want you to get closer. Get closer and talk to God. Don't talk to God from a distance, because you can talk to God from here. You can talk to God from here. And you can talk to God from deep within your spirit. Like you can talk to me from the door of this church, which is far away. You can talk to me from the door. But you know, when you are talking to me from the door, you have to do something, shout. Otherwise, I can't hear you. You have to do a lot of activities to get my attention. But on the other hand, you can come close to this pulpit where I am. Come and stand right in front, and then you can talk to me. That is what Jesus is saying. He says that I have broken the middle wall of partition. I have broken all the barriers. Now you can go closer to God, and you can talk very close to God. Hallelujah. So you can talk from afar off to me, says the Lord. But he's telling us, come closer. Come closer. Launch out into the deep. How do I know that I am in the court? How do I know that I am afar off from here? How do I know that I am praying but I am afar? What I'm teaching you, ladies and gentlemen, is medicine to alter your destiny. It's not just for all prayers. Okay, so let us look at, how do I know that I am talking from far away? How do I know that I am in the flesh? How do I know that I am in the outer court? I like to call it this way. How do I know that I am talking from far away? I am far from God, but I'm talking to him in prayer all the same. Number one, it is when your flesh is active in the court that is in this place. If you know the outer court, it is full of activities. The sheep are here. They are bleating, making noise. Some of them are running away. They are catching them. They are slaughtering them. They are shouting. And then the blood is spilling and all that. It takes place at the outer court. They are struggling, running, chasing, shouting, etc. The flesh is active. And this place also signifies the shore region. You know, when Jesus Christ said, I launch out into the deep, this place was the shore. Shore region. And you know that at the shore region, the waves make you become very active. If you are a fisherman, you have to fight the waves, because at the shore region, there is a lot of activity. You battle the waves, you battle the flesh. So you are full of yawning and sleeping. Sometimes you sleep half and you wake up half. What I'm describing to you, you see that you've gone through it before. Hallelujah. When it happens to you like that, you know that you are not in the deep. You are just at the flesh area. You are at the shore area. The sand is there. The waves are trying. You are trying to fight the waves in order to break through to the very deep. Okay? So you are yawning, half awake, half asleep. That is where you are scratching yourself. That one, every itch, you feel every itch. Some lice is in your hair and it's biting you. And you are scratching it and you are scratching everywhere. All the places. You are fanning yourself. You feel hot. And that is where you are looking around. Sometimes you even stop and you look at your watch. There you know that you are talking to God, but you are talking from afar off. In this place, any interruption is welcome. Any interruption is welcome. You are in prayer, but you don't mind being interrupted. In fact, actually, you are waiting for the leader to stop you. You like the interruptions. You know, when they do, shh, you are happy. Next one should come. Next prayer topic should come. That is when it is a group prayer. You are waiting for the leader to interrupt you, to stop you. Here, you are more conscious of the people sitting by, and people walking by than God. You feel it when somebody comes to pass and all that. You feel people around. Sometimes you even try to detect whether it's this pastor who has come or that pastor who has come. And you are trying to smell the body scent and all that. So here, the feeling of giving up in prayer is very high. You feel vulnerable. You feel exposed. You feel like you are on your own. That is where you are in the outer core. You are in the shore region. You are not in the deep yet for you to let down your nets.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.